The latest installment of Matter of Fact with Africa Check here on 702. Good afternoon, Kate.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. So we're looking at this claim that was made by Sherilyn Dudley, MP for the African Christian Democratic Party. So let's look at exactly what she said.
Yeah, so this was a claim that she made when she was speaking to Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Health, because her party, and in her capacity as an MP, she was proposing amendments to the legislation surrounding abortion in South Africa. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe just before we get to what she said, I think there's an important distinction to be made about what fact-checking can do and the role it plays in the topics that it touches. So
right.
There's no role for fact-checking to look at whether abortion is right or wrong,
mm-hmm.
or whether it's moral or the ethics surrounding abortion. We don't touch that. The same thing, when it comes to the death penalty, we don't fact-check if the death penalty is right or wrong, or if gun control is morally right or wrong. We just look at the facts. So we're looking at what can be quite a contentious issue, especially mm-hmm. depending on if you're religious or what's, you know, side of the argument you sit on.
Mm-hmm.
But we're looking at the facts of an argument.
Yes.
And we're looking at a claim that was made by an MP who was proposing changes to legislation in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing whether the facts on which she based her argument actually hold any water and are backed up by research.
Right. And so the claim that she made was that with 200,000 abortions a year in South Africa, saying that many of these are repeat abortions, not a second, but a third, sometimes even a fourth, more information could help women make a better choice regarding contraception and safer sex. And she was proposing compulsory counseling for women seeking abortion services, and also that the amendments include showing women ultrasound images of the fetus before the termination.
So yeah, so those were some of the amendments mm-hmm. out of a few others. There were also suggestions of the removal of the allowances for abortion in certain circumstances. So it's important, if we can't fact check her argument about whether abortion should be allowed or not allowed in South Africa. Her party doesn't support the public funding of abortion services, but we can look at quite a powerful statistic that she used.
Mm.
And we looked at the stat and went to see if there's any data to back it up.
Yeah, there's 200,000. So as always, you say you start with the person who's made the claim. So you got in touch with her this time?
Absolutely. So we got in touch with her, and right off the bat, there was a little bit of a concession about the credibility of the stat.
Mm-hmm.
When we spoke to Dudley, she told us that the figure was a slight generalization. and that's never a good starting point when you're fact-checking a claim, because you normally find that it's downhill from there.
Slight generalization.
But
just those two together are problematic.
She said that although it was a slight generalization, she said that it was supported by data from the Department of Health. So we thought, great, let's go have a look at this data.
Mm-hmm.
So what she shared with us was she sent us a response from the Minister of Health. And what it provided was some figures that were released for 2017, but it wasn't for the full year. So we got figures from her looking for, you know, an annual figure. Does it come close to 200,000? But the figures that we got from her only covered the months April to June 2017.
Jeez. Just 2 months?
Yeah, so 3 months.
Three months.
And when we looked at those figures, we saw that just under 15,000 abortions were recorded in South Africa over those 3 months.
All right. So even if she did extrapolate and say that over, if this is just a three month picture, and we do that for the rest of the months in the year, we still wouldn't reach 200,000.
Yeah.
But also with this, what are some of the important considerations if you're going to extrapolate?
The first
from
is
a sample like that.
Don't. I would be very careful about extrapolation. It does seem so simple. I'm a human being. It's a normal instinct for me to say, oh, look, we have data here for 3 months. Let's just divide it by three. So we get data for 1 month, times it by 12,
yeah.
And then we have an annual figure.
I mean, right, there we go.
Bing, bang. It's that easy. Unfortunately, it's not that easy. And that's because for lots of different topics, whether you're looking at employment or you're looking at the provision of textbooks, or you're looking at anything, there are seasonal changes. Things happen in certain months. You know, funding could be cut in some months that sees a decrease, and you don't know what data set you're dealing with.
Yes.
You don't know what happened in those months that might make those months special or might make them ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
So always speak to an expert, you know, phone up the Department of Health. The best thing is ask them for the figures or speak to an expert or a statistician who works in these areas and leave the extrapolation to the experts, because I am certainly not smart enough to do it. And
yes.
I wouldn't recommend anyone yes. else try it at home.
Like round off to the nearest 10 or nearest 100 or down, you know,
yeah.
rather than this. Okay, so what did the Department of Health give you in the end?
So we'll get to the Department of Health in the moment. Dudley also provided another source, and it was an academic journal article which mm-hmm. looked at the attitudes and intentions regarding abortion provision among medical school students in South Africa. And in the article, which was published in 2012, so it's a bit old, we're looking at 6 years back.
Yes.
It stated that there were approximately 200,000 total abortions annually in South Africa. And you might think, oh, well, there, look. It says it there. So, mm-hmm. you know, there's an academic journal article. It's been published. It's in print. We can see the figure here. But you always need to trace it back to the original source.
Yes.
And there were a number of citations for that figure, but none of the citations that we checked had that original figure or said how that figure had been calculated.
Mm.
So that figure isn't a substantiation, because it's just as unsubstantiated as the comment which was made in Parliament.
Wow. Oh, wow.
So our next step, like you said rightly, was to get in touch with the Department of Health.
Mm-hmm. And what did their figures reveal?
So we first, you know, posed the question to them. This is the statement for fact-checking. You know, the claim has been made that there are 200,000 abortions every year in South Africa. You know, what do you think? Could this be right? And their exact response to us was that they were not familiar with the figure.
Ooh.
Which sounds like very polite government speak for, we have no idea what
we
you're talking about.
We had nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with us.
So once we figured out that they didn't know where this was coming from, we asked them for a breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
We said, please could you tell us, according to your records over, you know, the last few years, how many abortions have been recorded
mm-hmm.
every single year? And they were very helpful, and they provided us a breakdown for the last three financial years and also a breakdown by province so we could get the totals. And for the first year they gave us, which was 2014-15,
yeah.
we see in that year that there were around 88,800 abortions recorded.
Mm.
In 2015-16, we saw around 83,700
decline, yeah.
abortions recorded. And in the most recent financial year that we have data for, which is 2016-17, we see the number has increased to just over 105,000 over 12 months.
Still not 200,000.
Yes.
Yeah, so, and this is from their facilities.
Yes. So very importantly is, when we get data like this, we don't just accept it at face value. We also want to interrogate, you know, the department, government. We want to understand how they collect these numbers, because so much can go wrong through the process of data collection. And we really want to understand the chain of how this information was produced.
Mm-hmm.
And what they told us was that the data is collected using the Department of Health's Web District Health Information System, and that it provides quite a detailed breakdown. So here we've got a provincial breakdown. You could also request a breakdown by age groups.
Yes.
You
yes.
could also request a breakdown by the trimester of pregnancy in which the pregnancy was terminated. But importantly, this information is only captured from designated health facilities, and this includes private providers. So,
like what about the types of, like the Murray Stopes?
So, yes.
They fall into that.
We got in touch with Murray Stopes, and we asked them about this database, and they said that their information would be included because private providers or should be included because private providers do send this information, but they couldn't be sure looking at these numbers if their numbers were included.
Yes, but the health department did say that it's from the registered facilities. As well as those that are approved in the private sector.
Absolutely. But what this wouldn't cover, and it's something that is very difficult to estimate or try get a gauge on, is that we don't have an idea about the extent of abortions which take place outside the formal health system.
So, even illegal ones.
Yeah. So women who either go to providers who aren't registered or aren't permitted to provide abortions, women who might seek to order medicine online, which is then delivered to them to take it home, we don't know the extent of that. But according to the figures that we have from the Department of Health, which MP Dudley pointed to herself, it just doesn't doesn't support her claim that there are 200,000 abortions.
Yeah, and that 105,000 is quite recent because it is it includes, or it's from 2016 to 2017 financial year. Mm. Very recent. And what about the other parts of this claim where she talked about repeat abortions?
So that was the other part. And she made a point of saying that many of the 200,000 abortions are repeat abortions, not a second, not a third, sometimes even a fourth. Hmm. And we spoke to the Department of Health and we asked them, does your information system allow for information of this nature to be collected? And they said that they have found it to be challenging to collect this information, and they don't have information on the number of repeat abortions that a woman may have. And that's partly because women and clients don't always go to the same health facility if they need a procedure. They may go to one health facility the one time, and then the next time they need to a termination, they may go to a different health facility.
And also not disclose.
Yeah, and they don't, the system doesn't seem to be able to link up those two visits. Mm-hmm. We also spoke to a private provider, so we spoke to Murray Stopes, and they said that they don't track the number of abortions that a woman has, and that they believe that any claim about the number of abortions which are repeat abortions in South Africa would be purely speculative.
Sure. All right. Yeah. So where does that leave us then? I think this one's pretty clear on the conclusion of this claim.
So the claim which was made by the MP was that there are, first of all, 200,000 abortions which are recorded every single year in South Africa, and many of them are repeat. We rate it as unproven. You might say, well, why not incorrect? Like, let's stamp it and
be done with it.
Yeah. But there is a little bit of a problem because we don't have information on the number of illegal abortions which take place in South Africa. And because we don't have a sense of the scale of that number, we can't say for certain that the MP's claim is incorrect. Mm-hmm. And secondly, when it comes to the issue of how many women have more than one abortion, we also don't have that data.
Yeah.
And that's why we do tend to be almost conservative in our ratings. We want to provide the most accurate information. We can't for certain say that MP is wrong.
Yes.
And there is a possibility there could be a number out there close to 200,000. Mm. And we can't say that that is true or that is false. So until we have better data, and that's what a lot of our reports show, is that there are important issues in South Africa, whether they be about violence against women, like you're talking about earlier, about the provision of abortion services. Mm. There are really important issues in South Africa that are really barren when it comes to research.
Yes.
And that means two things. It means fact-checking is harder, and often the conclusion is difficult, but it also means that there's a huge responsibility for people working in these issue areas to do their homework.
Absolutely, because you look at the amendments and what they would have meant for women's ability to access the service, and even what that experience of accessing the service would have been like, it would have changed. Because currently, what, counseling is not mandatory, even though it is available, it's not necessarily mandatory. So this would have changed that particular aspect.
Absolutely.
Along with others.
And often when you get debates and engagements and discussions and deliberations on these important topics and changes to legislation, there is a lot of passion and people really care about what they're doing. But you have to match passion with the right information, because if you don't, it can point you in a direction towards changes in legislation which could have dire effects.
Yeah, so now every abortion clinic would have to have an ultrasound.
Absolutely. And actually, what is important to note is that last month in May, the Portfolio Committee actually rejected Dudley's bill. It wasn't passed. And they described it as not desirable, and they said that the changes would put abortion services out of the reach of those seeking them, and added that the proposed new services would be too expensive. Mm. Because if every abortion provider, whether it's a clinic or a hospital, had to provide an ultrasound, it would require all of them to be provided with an ultrasound and trained and have them serviced. And that would just be too expensive for either the department for the budget to allow.
But we've seen the shutdown of abortion services in other places, like in the US, where cases have been made that have led to shutdowns.
So yeah, we've seen similar proposals and actually changes which have led to legislation where abortion providers have to have a certain level, have to provide a certain level of medical care. And often, providers which don't meet those standards, if they don't have the money or the facilities to actually meet the requirements, they are forced to shut down.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a very good example of how the facts and the incorrect information can have very real implications.
That's it.
At a policy level, at a health level, but also at a private level, because ultimately what we're talking about here isn't just about facts. We're talking about the health decisions which are being made by people and how a statement in Parliament, which is unsubstantiated, can affect those people.
Absolutely. Well, Skulu says, and it was bound to get into this kind of terrain, and he says, with the stats from the health department, that even with those stats, the 105 1,000 plus average is still too much, he says.
Mm.
Oh, can we say that in our society about abortions being too much?
Well, as a fact checker, I mm-hmm. can't say that.
Can't we in on
but,
that?
Everyone can have their own opinion, but the best opinions are substantiated by facts.
Yeah.
And that would really be more of an ethical discussion,
mm-hmm.
Or a
moral one,
a moral discussion on what is too much.
Yes.
But that's definitely not something that we would delve into. And I think that really should be a reassurance to the listeners and people who consume our work, is that we are very stringent, and we hold ourselves to a very high standard about not letting our personal opinions or beliefs affect our work at all.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not our researchers support the right of choice doesn't matter. We're looking purely at the facts and how that informs an argument on a policy change.
Yeah. And that's, I guess, is what has allowed Kululani, that's Kulu on Twitter, to further entrench his own position or view on the matter. So that's great. Thank you very much, Kate. This
Pleasure.
One is left inconclusive until there's better data on this particular matter. So it's not to say that her claim was incorrect, but it's just that the actual data supporting it does not exist. So that is our matter-of-fact conversation with Kate Wilkinson. Just remember that if you come across a claim that you want to have tested, interrogated, gotten to the root of, email azania@702.co.za. And you can also get in touch with Africa Check. They're also available on Twitter. You can engage with the team. It's @AfricaCheck. Simple as that. As always, thank you, Kate.
Thanks, Azania.